One thing I've learned in my old age is that our God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Go back with me, will you, to Hope Church in 1956. We had just called a great young man from Iowa called Marion DeVelder. He came with all the zest and passion of making the church relevant and to make it grow. When he arrived, he urged us as Hope Church people in 1956 to grow our church, to expand our church, to reach out into the community. We came up about a year later, probably about 1957, with the idea that we needed to build an educational wing. We had a vote in the congregation like we always do, even today, and lo and behold, the church was split right down the middle. 112 votes for the educational building and 106 against. So a committee was formed. And 4 years later, the committee had not come up with any solution. And so they disbanded and a new committee was formed. Anyway, they were go-getters. And within 6 months, they had a plan, they had a budget, they had an architect, they had a builder, and were ready to go. Well, those of us that had really been against the idea, we thought it was too much expense for a building that was only going to be used one day a week on Sunday. So those of us that had voted for that and saw it beginning to happen, we formed a group that searched in Holland for ways that we could use the other 6 days, our daycare center, the other 6 days. And at the same time, there was a wonderful organization in this community called Church Women United. And boy, that was they had a wonderful migrant ministry when the migrants were brought up here to pick the berries. And they had built a daycare center out on Berry Street at a chapel and had a regular program for the migrant families in the evening. Our Dr. Borsma, Vern Borsma, came one day every week, one evening, and listened to their health needs and their medical needs. Anyway, after that, we were all very much involved in that migrant ministry. And after the summer was over, we decided on the board of Church Women United that we ought to be working all year round, not just in the summertime. And so we began to hunt for ways that we could be of service to the community. We finally came up, because of Carol Van Putten, who was a Hope Church member and worked in the Bureau of Social Services, she said, we need some volunteers to help us, help the families that we are working with. And so we started a program called HANDS, Help and Service. And the very first thing the Department of Social Services asked us to do was to be with a young 16-year-old girl who had two small children, but it had never learned to read and write. And so they were about to put them into foster care because she wasn't keeping good care of them. And I said, I'll take that. I really would like to. And 50 years later, we were still friends at, when she passed away, a Christian. But anyway, we decided that the next 6 months we would be their helpers. And within 6 months, we had six more calls like that for women to go into the homes of mothers that were not doing well and help with the care of the children. We didn't have any women that had that much time to give to it. And so at the end of 6 months, Carol Van Putten, who worked for the social services, and I decided what this community needs is a daycare center for low-income people. Now, but we took this need of the community to the group that had been searching in Holland for ways to use the other 6 days of the week in our new educational building. And they were all for the idea of starting a daycare center. We got permission from the consistory, and we had our license given to us. And the wonderful thing was that we knew the black women north of Holland in the black church. We knew the Latino women through Church Women United. And so we hired several black aides in the classroom. We hired two Latino women to be our teachers. We filled in with Dutchmen and had a great Dutch cook. Anyway, and Hope Church got behind it hook, law, and sinker. They really, really were enthusiastic about this daycare center and provided the transportation that we needed, provided the produce from their gardens that we fed the children. They really came together as a powerful support group for the daycare center. And we started at the beginning of summer with having these people, all the teachers and aides and everybody come together. And it was a melding of the most unusual, the black people, the Latino people, and the Dutchmen, which I have always been amazed how well they all got together. And working with the children in the classroom became a lot of little black children and little Latino children and little white children, and talk about a melding of those who don't really live together usually, but it was a beautiful, beautiful assimilation of children and staff and their parents. We had to have 51% of the parents on the board, and so the parents also were melded with our Hope Church people, and it was just a beautiful sight to see happening.